Well, when the world's got you down, the answer is to look up. The guy who knows all about the beautiful things you can see when you look up, Mr. Bob King, our host for Astro Bob's Backyard Astronomy. Good morning there, Starshine.
Well, good morning, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm ready for the 50-degree temperatures that they're talking about, like Sunday into Monday.
Oh, really? That sounds great. Well, it was like 42 yesterday. It was really pleasant.
Exactly.
And it was clear last night.
Clear. And stargazing is another one of those things that you can do socially distantly. I mean, you can go to a friend's house and stand 6 to 10 feet apart and look up at the stars and schmooze with each other and have a wonderful time.
No
schmoozing?
Only long-distance schmoozing. But, yes, it is a really great activity. I did write about that this week in my blog, too, about just going out and looking up, whether alone or, you know, with a small group of people at the right distance.
All standing 6 feet apart. And so the kind of stargazing that you and I did when I was asking you to show me how to photograph, where you had to be leaning over and shining the little red light on the camera, that's not going
right.
to happen for right now.
That's
but
right.
if you know how to, if you already know how to look at stuff or how to photograph stuff, you can do that with friends. You drive separately. You arrive, you stand a healthy distance away from each other, and you just enjoy being outdoors.
Yeah, and at night it's quiet, usually, so you can talk to one another, you know, 6 feet. You can get a small, whatever, a few people anyway, like family, maybe a friend, and do that. And I can guarantee you that there will be lots of wonderful things to look at, too, in the next week and a half.
So, telltale, want to know?
Oh, well, the first thing is, the International Space Station has returned to the evening sky, and it's making lots of passes over the next 2 weeks into early April. One of the things, I was out last night and saw it, and it passed. Usually it rises close to due west or in the northwest. Well, that's also where Venus happens to be right now. So if you go out, and I listed several times in my most recent blog for the Duluth area for our region, if you go out, at that time, especially in the next couple of nights, you'll see the space station pass very close to the planet Venus this week. So that's kind of it doubles the pleasure, you know, of seeing such bright lights so close together.
I did run across somebody on social media who was really, really excited because they were pretty sure that they had seen a UFO.
Yes, it's often mistaken.
And then somebody else got to them before I could get to them. And because I was going to say, well, Bob King says.
And destroyed their dreams.
Yeah. They were a little dream destroyed.
They felt
a little bit dejected. I felt pretty bad. So,
well, actually, yeah.
We have to be gentle
understand.
With one another in these times, including.
We have to understand that for some people who have never really paid attention to the sky, and maybe they've got extra time to do that, one night they go out and say, well, what is that? Because they've never been looking.
Right.
It's a UFO. And legitimately, it is an unidentified object to them. But, of course, it is Venus in many cases.
Okay. Or the International Space Station, as the case may be.
Yeah, of course, that moves, though. So
yeah, that was it, though, because that was their thought, that this was a spaceship because it was moving.
Oh, and it came from Venus.
Or somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they'd really gotten into the origin story of the craft yet, but they were pretty sure that it was, a UFO moving, and then, like I say, somebody had to interrupt with reality.
I
hate it
when
that happens.
I want to tell you something else that's happening as long as we're on Venus. Let's stay there for just a moment. Because Venus, if you paid attention, you'll notice that Venus and the Seven Sisters star cluster, the Pleiades cluster, are getting closer together. That's because Venus is kind of moving up from the sun in the evening sky. And I'd love for listeners to mark this date on their calendar or their phone, April 3rd. And April 3rd, Venus will pass right in front of part of the Pleiades cluster. So you'll go out, and you'll see that Venus suddenly has a little family of stars around it.
Nice!
April 3rd at dusk in the evening sky, and at night, too. My gosh, Venus sets after 10 o'clock, so it'll be out there for several hours. Now, you might just kind of see a few twinkles with your naked eye. But if you have a pair of binoculars, this will be a really beautiful sight. Venus skirts the edge of the one to look for. And then, of course, the other planets, well, they're busy, too. You know how planets are. They're just busy.
Oh, I know. And, I mean, even in this time where we're supposed to just be simmering down and kind of staying home and isolating, the planets are out there just racketing around.
They don't care. And they don't care how close they get.
Uh-huh. See how they are?
Yeah, they're total lawbreakers.
Yep. Unruly planets.
Yeah, and that's why we love them, because they represent a part of us that also would like to be unruly right now.
Yeah, well, I could tell stories about you, Mr. King, but anyway.
Well, I adopt the habits of the planets, naturally.
Oh, of course.
So I'd like to also let you know, and listeners know, that the moon is coming back this week. As a matter of fact, we'll see it come back tomorrow evening as a very thin crescent, and it will pass by Venus on March 28th. So that's another little fun thing happening with Venus in the evening sky. But also, if you're up early at dawn, and if you look to the southeast, there are several planets out there. The brightest one is Jupiter. You can't miss it, low in the southeastern sky, about an hour, hour and a half before sunrise. To the left of Jupiter is Saturn, and on the very last day of this month, March 31st, Mars will pass right underneath the planet Saturn, very close, and I would suggest that would make a very nice picture taken from maybe Brighton Beach or some place where you can get the lake in the photo with a little reflection of the planets on the water, if you're lucky enough to have a calm morning. So that happens on the 31st. Of course, during this entire week and into next, Mars will be approaching Saturn, so there'll be multiple opportunities to see and photograph these planets at dawn.
Yeah, unless you're at work, she pouted. I just got to wait for something cool to happen on the weekend and stop pouting and take advantage of what I can and stop being a big whiny baby.
Well, at least you're still at work, right? Even though I can imagine from one perspective, you know, you'd like to be out with some of the other people. But
yeah. I'd like to be out isolating with everybody else.
One of the few, at least.
Right. Oh, golly. Well, we'll get some links set up, Bob, to some of these recent blog posts. And if I can't go out with you and stand 6 feet away from you and take that photograph on the 31st, I hope you're going to go take it at any rate.
I will.
And then
I'm looking forward to
share
going out.
It with
I've
us.
I've got this feeling that I might just not bump into you exactly.
Well, no, that'd be bad. But
that I might move into your airspace.
Yeah.
Somewhere at Brighton Beach in the next week or so.
Yeah.
At dawn.
Oh, that'd be so fabulous. That'd be so fabulous. Thanks a million, Bob. We'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Wonderful to talk with you. Thank you, Lisa.
Bob King this morning, our host for Astro Bob's Backyard Astronomy, every other Tuesday here on KUMD.